President Obama's decision to normalize relations with Cuba set off a fierce debate about when former enemies are no longer enemies and about human rights on the island. But many Americans wondered if this meant they could finally go to the island. Well, today the Obama administration is loosening some restrictions. A U.S. travel ban to Cuba is still technically in place, but experts say it's now a lot easier to get there. Here's NPR's Chris Arnold.
Between 1915 and 1930, Havana attracted more tourists than any other destination in the Caribbean. And the changes the Obama administration is putting into effect today suggest that more Americans will soon be making that trip again.
Come to Havana with me. I'm the Cuban cabbie.
That's Desi Arnaz in 1947 singing about a horse-drawn carriage driver in Havana.
I'm the Cuban cabbie, and I need dinero,
money, that is.
The moon is peeping, the shadows creeping.
Of course, today Cuba is desperate for tourist money. Officially, the ban on Americans visiting Cuba as tourists remains in place, unless Congress removes it. But effectively, this move by the president...
This is the end of the travel ban as we know it.
Julia Zweig is a Cuba scholar, formerly with the Council on Foreign Relations. She says it used to be that in order to travel to Cuba, you needed to formally apply for approval from the government. Now that's changed.
Most Americans can now go to Cuba without asking permission of their government in advance. And that's a very big deal.
Now, you still need to claim that you're going to Cuba for one of 12 approved purposes, for example, as a journalist or for research or for educational purposes. But it appears that nobody's really going to check. Colin Laverty is the president of Cuban Educational Travel, which is an approved tour organizer taking groups of students and others to Cuba.
It's monumental. You can expect that this will double, triple, or even quadruple traffic from the United States to Cuba in the coming years.
To follow the rules, if you travel, say, for education, you're still supposed to be part of some legitimate educational tour group.
You can't just go and kind of putz around.
Still, it just got a lot easier to go to Cuba. Zweig thinks pretty soon Americans will be able to book travel with major airlines direct to Cuba, much the same way we travel anywhere else. And if you do go to Cuba, you can now bring back $100 worth of Cuban cigars legally. Chris Arnold, NPR News.